What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Grunt Speak, Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to pot. I'm Toxic Male. That's Fat Punisher.
Oh, my God. Stop it with the Fat Punisher crap. Jesus Christ. On a mini bike on a one-way street.
It is what it is, man. If you don't want people to know, if you don't want the jokes to start, don't wear the shirt. Don't tell the stories about King Dongs.
Look, man. Look. It was during the Ranger school break. I was fucking starving to death.
I know.
Hey, fuck
and when
off.
When you were done, it was, oh, there you go.
Fuck off, man.
Thank you. Speaking of fuck off, today is Fight Procrastination Day.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Fuck. But, yeah. And I hope everybody had a good Labor Day weekend, you know. Pretty much nobody knows exactly what Labor Day is. They just grill, so I hope you had a nice steak. Maybe a beer to go with it, some whiskey, perhaps.
Actually, I'm planning on grilling steak and getting some slobsters.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Slobsters are giant shrimp that look like lobsters.
Slobsters.
Shrimp lobster slobsters.
Slobsters is like what happens when you go out for one of those like Chinese sushi girl things, you know, and they've got the sushi all arranged around her bits and stuff, and then if you pay her extra, you go in the back and you get yourself a slobster.
yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Oh man, this is bad news bears. But if you do that, make sure you're not doing it in Cuckafornistan, because as of, well, whenever they decide to sign this into law, Cuckafornistan is going to be a transgender sanctuary. So, you know, you might think you're getting a slobster, but the down below in those panties might be hidden a knobster.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to have a sanctuary for the I want to be an innie, but I'm an outie.
Confused poles and holes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Confused poles and holes.
And, of course, this was approved by Senator Wiener out in California. Our trans state of refuge bill is on its way to the governor after just receiving final Senate approval. FB 107 sends a crystal clear message to the nation that no matter what the vile anti-LGBTQ hate law the right-wing politicians think of, California will stand with our community. Considering most of the community comes from there.
All right, so, I mean, let's just do a snapshot of California right now. All right. There is human feces on the ground. They have apps that warn you of feces. They have a homeless problem. They have a drug overdose problem. They are a sanctuary for illegals. And quite literally, they are violating the Supreme Court rules when it comes to firearms.
Yeah.
Because all those restrictions that California had for years and years are now in the toilet. Mm-hmm. And they're like, fuck it, we're not listening. Listen, I'm telling you right now.
Screw the Bruin decision. Yeah, that doesn't apply to us.
California is going to be a failed state.
Oh, yeah.
And if we have Republicans in charge, we are not going to throw them any money and just let them fucking implode.
Hell no.
It'll be a goddamn... Wow. You want to talk about a feeding frenzy.
Well, I mean, when you just look at California's debt alone, $1.6 trillion,
yep,
which is half of the state's GDP.
Yeah, and you know what? And the people who are earning income for that state are leaving.
Yep.
I mean, was it 2020? There was almost no rental trucks that you could drive out of state for U-Haul,
yep,
and Ryder.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's the proof in the pudding right here. This AmericanFaith.com map shows massive exodus from California to other states. In 2019 alone, 800,000, oh, since 2019, sorry, upwards of 800,000 people have moved out of the state. But don't tell that to CBS. They're going to tell you that's a lie. There was no mass exodus from California in 2020. All the producers in the state aren't moving out because of the tax burdens that are being unfairly shifted to them by a governor who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
All right, as a general rule, take the 800,000, multiply it by $10,000, and that's, yeah, how much tax. That's a lowball estimate of how much tax revenue just rolled out of their state in a year.
That actually, with what I was just looking at and getting ready to research this, that lines up almost perfectly because I want to say it was like $8.8 billion in income revenue.
What did I tell you?
There you go.
Well, the finance guy knows.
Yep.
So,
but no exodus.
No
exodus happened. At all. No. CBS says that's a conspiracy theory. Uh-huh. You must believe CBS.
No.
What does CBS stand for?
Cockballs suck.
Cockballs sucking.
Or we can call it, communist, Bolshevik.
Cucking bullshit artists.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I added an extra letter in there, but it all works about the same way.
Listen, big tech and the big legacy media are so compromised. I mean, it's really hard to, find out what's going on.
I got it. CBS, communists broadcasting shit.
Okay.
CBS.
Write it down.
There you go. Fuck them. This law, sponsored, of course, by Senator Wiener. Mm-hmm. Ironic that a guy named Wiener would be all about cutting all the wieners off of children. Mm. Because, giving them those puberty blockers isn't going to give you a lack of raw materials to work with when the time has come to show you how the sausage gets made.
I don't, please. I remember that video. The whole 7 seconds I watched.
Disgusting.
It was terrible.
So SB 107 would make the state a safe haven for child gender medical interventions. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? That means the state usurping your rights as a parent. Mm-hmm. Prohibiting out-of-state authorities from acting on subpoenas, warrants, and child custody issues, that's illegal. If the minor was brought into the state for procedures like surgical gender reassignments or the prescribing of cross-sex hormones. So, basically, you can't really pass this law and have it hold muster with SCOTUS because you're trying to assert your own state supremacy over other states.
Yeah, but, with the Supreme Court, they're not listening to states' gripes. They don't have any standing.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Even when they're completely legit.
Yeah.
Legislation prohibits insurance companies, healthcare providers, and contractors from releasing medical information related to the minor's gender-affirming care. If the info is being requested pursuant to another state's law, that would enable civil action against a person or identity who allows a child to receive gender-affirming health care. But if they want to know the medical information about your vaccination status, then they can ask for that at a restaurant, and that's totally fine. Fuck you, Gavin Newsom.
My body, my choice?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not anymore. The bill would also prohibit law enforcement agencies from making or intentionally participating in the arrest of an individual pursuant to an out-of-state arrest warrant based on another state's law against receiving or allowing a child to receive gender-affirming health care. You can sign this into law. It's not going to stick.
Well, here's the thing, though. They keep getting shot down by the Supreme Court, and they keep fucking doing it.
I know.
And the reason there is no penalties for these fuckwits is qualified immunity. It is insane that we allow that to happen.
It needs to go bye-bye.
Listen, if you're a governor and you pass a couple laws that get shot down and you keep doing it, listen, there needs to be some kind of mechanism put in place to fucking, you're fired, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, take it on the heels.
Damn right.
Fuck.
And they keep on doing it. It's not enough. So, I love this. Gavin Newsom wants to keep allowing things that are illegal in other states. That's fine. That is your right. But then he wants everybody else to pay for it. So here's another one here. Governor Newsom wants California to spend up to $20 million to cover out-of-state abortions. You're $1.6 trillion in debt.
Well, hang on. $20 million? That's nothing.
That's nothing.
When you're $1.6 trillion in the hole, you dumb motherfucker.
Just wow.
Listen, California is a prime example of the Democrats bribing their constituents to keep them in power, and they keep running up the debt, giving them free shit.
Yeah.
It's not going to sustain itself. That's how socialist nations crumble.
This is it's nothing but vote buying.
Yeah,
and you can see the desperation across the board, especially with the midterms coming. Mm-hmm. The smart Democrats are the ones who decided they weren't going to even pursue their seats.
Yeah.
That they were the smart ones. They're like,
I'm out.
I see what's going on here post ice cream social with pedo Hitler. I don't want to be any part of that. He's going to drag the whole party down. I've had a good run. I got my pension. I think I'm good. Those were the smart ones.
That's another thing that needs to go away.
Yeah. Pensions for Congress shouldn't exist. I'm sorry. It was never meant to be a career.
Now, stand by. If you can do 10 years, maybe a small pension.
Yeah, small.
But some of these people are getting like half their pay for, I don't know.
Ever.
Forever for being elected just once.
Yeah.
I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass, but it doesn't seem right to me.
Honestly, the alphabet agencies need to go. We need to have term limits for every single person in Congress, not just the president. This was never meant to be a career. You were meant to sign up as a civic duty to your country. And instead, they've turned it into their own personal piggy bank and embezzlement scandal.
Fuck yeah, they are off the fucking rails.
Every time they, leftoids like, well, you know, with $40 billion, Elon Musk could solve world hunger. Democrats send $40 billion to Ukraine. Oh, how stunning and brave. It's amazing. Yes, yeah. They're allowed to have a strong nationalist identity
to
and guns and an armed population. Yeah. That's all totally fine because they deserve a strong border. Not us, though.
No. We have Texas, Arizona, Louisiana, and Florida are having a lot of problems with this immigration horseshit.
Yep.
And quite literally, that is going to be the fuel for a lot of those states in the South to again secede.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them.
No.
I
don't blame them either. When you see where this shit is heading, it's nowhere good. It is a train on a one-way ticket to the abyss.
And listen, in that abyss, it's going to be nothing but horror, chaos, death, blood, disease, pestilence. It'll be bad.
But it's okay because
Democrats are doing it.
No mean tweets.
And listen, what we're seeing in California is why our country was set up as a democratic republic.
Mm-hmm.
Because pure democracies always devolve into mob rule.
Because that's all it is.
And they literally drain the coffers, run out of money and food, they turn on each other, cluster fucking sues.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And Democrats are too stupid to understand that because they think, you know, the Electoral College has outlived its usefulness. Uh-huh. You know, they want the popular vote to dictate everything. What they don't understand is that the reason why it was incepted to stop that from happening is because, okay, let's rewind it back to everyone's favorite time in history, slavery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Post-Civil War, you know, the Restoration period.
Yeah.
And virtually everyone in the population at that point, at least 51%, you could have voted them to send all of the slaves back to Africa, which is what Lincoln wanted.
Yes.
For the record.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be here to bitch about it now.
I'm trying to remember what he tried to set up, and I believe he was allowing free transport for any slave who wanted to return. I don't know if it was a roundup, ship them out, man. I don't know. Yeah.
And, you know, gun control, as we know it, period, didn't exist for pretty much the first 100 years of this country.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was the Cruikshank decision, and that was pushed through because Democrats didn't want blacks to have guns. And guess what? They still don't.
Hang on. There are a lot of black organizations that push the Second Amendment for their people, and I am 100% behind that.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm talking about like the people right now who think this is stunning and brave. All right.
Yeah.
They are still the exact same party that instituted gun control out of sheer fucking bigotry and spite.
And they set up the Jim Crow laws and the KKK, and they defended them for over 100 fucking years.
Yep. But the party switched sides, right? And now that the Bruin decision has gone through, you've actually seen some Democrats start reaching back to those older gun control laws. Like, do you really want to pull at that thread? You might accidentally wind up red-pilling some Democrats who look into this shit.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with, because these people shoot themselves in the foot all the time.
I think Biden had the endorsement of a grand dragon from the KKK back in the day.
As did Hillary.
Yeah, what the fuck? How stupid are the Democrats that they fucking forget that shit?
Well, they have bought the myth that the party switched sides.
Yeah.
And yet they are still all for segregation,
mm-hmm.
gun control,
mm-hmm.
breaking people down into smaller and smaller groups.
Taxing you to the fucking
authoritarianism. They've never, ever changed.
I mean, check this out. All right. You work at a job. They pay you. You lose a third of your income to the government, right? Then you take the money you have left and you go out and spend it buying stuff, which you're taxed on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It literally, they tax you from cradle to the grave. And it's only going to get worse because the Democrats don't have a fucking plan. Listen, AOC, the all-out cunt, was a goddamn bartender.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure she has great Latina high beams, but that does not equate to a good fucking leader who makes qualified, rational decisions that help people using logic and reason.
Well, you know what? Let's just be honest here. I'm borrowing your vernacular here for a second.
All right.
Aside from the first 3 years of Trump, when was the last time you actually saw a politician who was a capable leader, who actually made good, informed decisions that were for the good of the people?
Hang on. I'm going to trump you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, first term Reagan?
Fucking shit.
Well, no, the first term Reagan was fine. Second term Reagan was when his dementia kicked in. And then more and more people behind the scenes were pulling the strings, just like we see with a certain duly elected 81 million scoops of ice cream, stunning and brave.
Well, I mean, our country's been off the rails since after Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Well, before that, even. Just the fact that they were willing to assassinate JFK in broad daylight in front of the entire country, and then covered it up. But we totally didn't have anything to do with it. We just want to make sure that the secrets are kept until the right time. Code speak. We whacked him, and we want to make sure anyone who can be punished is already dead before we release
this information. And we could do a whole show on that conspiracy theory around his assassination.
Yeah, we could.
I've watched so many shows on that. I read a couple books. When I went to sniper school, we actually covered the shots that were supposed to be made with this Carcano rifle on a moving target. And you got two shots off in less than 3 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, that...
That's physically impossible.
Well, impossible is a
okay. 99.9% improbable.
Improbable, and like the different bullets and the way shit moved around, and
I'm sure even in your heyday, you know, doing the sniper school thing, you couldn't have gotten off that many shots in that period of time.
Probably not. I could come close, but, you know, that's with a...
And Oswald was supposed to be an older dude.
Well, the thing is, like the sniper equipment, an M24, costs the government roughly $15,000.
Hmm.
All right, and that's just the rifle. Then you have the optics, everything else. So you put a guy trained behind, you know, basically a $10,000 rifle, train him up, maybe he can make those shots.
Yeah.
But Oswald had a fucking... What is it, the Carcano rifle or carbine?
Mm.
He bought it in a goddamn catalog. It was just a standard fucking battle rifle. It wasn't
There was nothing
accurate.
Special about
no.
it or him.
No.
He's a patsy.
Well, he was a Marine. Great. And Marines usually, they're really good at teaching rifle marksmanship.
But we went off in the weeds.
Sorry.
Here we go.
That one's too pale.
You know what? Honestly, though, more people out there need to be buying their guns out of catalogs, training up, knowing how to operate that shit, and then joining your militias so that you can police these polling locations, especially in states that try to pass bullshit legislation like this that will not hold muster in the Supreme Court when it's challenged.
Uh-huh.
But they're hoping and praying for more kids they can fuck. That's the bottom line. At the end of the day, what we're seeing now from the Democratic Party, it is a party that wants to... That they want to sexualize, mutilate, and fuck kids.
Yep,
that's essentially it. And 100%. If you're not on board with that, then you know it's bigotry.
Or you want them dead.
Yeah, you want them dead, yeah.
Yeah. The minute you're like, hey, they should probably get mental health, you want them dead! I'm like, fuck.
Like, no. You. If you give them this gender-affirming care, the suicide rate doesn't change. So really, when you're pushing this shit forward, you're encouraging more medical problems, more medical malpractice, and you're encouraging a 42% attempted suicide rate. I'm encouraging mental health awareness and actually encouraging these people who insist that we can't accept them for who they are to accept themselves for who they are.
But you know what would fix this problem? How about having men in the family?
How about having, having a father in the home? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, is there any surprise? We're now in the second generation. We're in the third generation after no-fault divorce, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are now reaping the rewards of all of those people raised in homes that had no masculine influence.
Yep.
All right. Now.
So joyous.
Yeah. It is absolutely insane. It's so imbalanced. And all they want to do is throw money and try to fix the symptoms.
Yeah.
The problem is you broke the family.
They did it on purpose.
Yes, I know.
When you look at the feminist doctrine, the Marxist doctrine, all of it, one of the central core values of Marxism is family abolition.
Yep. And destruction of religion.
Yep. Now, most feminists now will swear on a stack of Bibles that's not true because, you know, men who marry feminists end up the happiest, right, Amy Horton?
Bullshit.
But we all know that's not true. And who wants to bet this chick here came from a fatherless home?
I'll take that bet.
I'll take shit that's probably guaranteed for 500, Alex.
Well, there's a 78% chance that she came from a single mother home.
Oh, she came from somewhere. Pair of balls, probably.
Yep.
Probably leaked down her mama's leg. And then she exploded out of that whistle sack, never to return.
Never to return.
We would hope not, anyway.
That one commando sperm made it.
Yep. Unfortunately, now after hearing that one story about the dude walking in on the chick's son plowing her.
Oh, my God.
When I say never to return, and hopefully, that's never, what's in my head.
Never to return.
So nasty. Just like transgender surgery.
Yeah, that is so brutal, man.
Yeah.
I just can't even wrap my head around why they're pushing that shit so hard.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in today, gentlemen. If you want to continue to follow along and get to the bottom of bottom surgeries, hit the subscribe button, consider making a donation, and if not, you can always do what Pop insists on. Suck a dick!
Take it easy.